Hare Krishna. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 19. Text number 7. This chapter is entitled as the Island of Jambudvip. Na janmanunam mahato na saubhagam na van na buddhir na kritistoshehetu. तैर्यद्विसृष्टानपि न वनौकशस् चकार सकेबत लक्ष्मणाग्रजः. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. वन कैनॉट एस्टैब्लिश अ फ्रेंडशिप विद द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड रामचंद्र ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ मटेरियल क्वालिटीज सच एज वन्स बर्थ इन एन एरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of this qualification is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. Purport. In a prayer to Krishna expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in the material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee. And when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are purified up by a high birth, wealth, education and personal beauty, Janmaishwara Shruti Shri, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness. Nor does the Supreme Personality of God care about all this material qualification. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion, bhaktyamam avijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of God are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Laulyam ekam mulyam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavata it is said, Kholavecha sevakere deke bhagyasima, Brahma Shiva kande yara dekhiya mahima, Dhane jane padite Krishna nahi paaye, Keval bhakti ravasa chaitanya gosai. Behold the great fortune of the devotees Kholavecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by a pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had very sincere devotee whose name was Kholavecha Sridhar and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Ganga and with other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how poor man with no material possession can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Gosai through material opulence, and the shelter is attainable only by pure devotional service. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavritam Anukulyana Krishnano Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Paschatya Deshitarani Vancha Kalpataru Vishchakrapa Sindhubbe Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So this is the prayers offered by different devotees from the different planetary systems. And here Hanumanji, who is residing in the Sutala Loka, Jambudvip, he is offering these prayers to Lord Ramachandra about his disqualification. That even though he had no qualification, still Lord Ramachandra accepted him as very close associate. So Hanumanji is wonderstruck. But certainly it is not that Hanumanji had no qualification. Hanumanji had limitless qualification, which was even fascinated Lord Ramachandra himself when they met first time. When Hanumanji came on behalf of Sugriva, so when he spoke, after hearing Hanumanji speak, Lord Ram told Lakshman, he said, this personality must have studied all the four Vedas. Because whatever he speaks poetic, he speaks long sentences which are not incoherent. So that means he has gone through the whole process of education. And Lord Ramachandra told Lakshman, I wish I have him with me as my ambassador. So we see that even though he had all the qualification, bhakti is not that one has to become stupid. But feeling stupidity is very important. Like somebody asked that question to Prabhupada, how does Krishna consciousness movement progress? And one devotee answered by sincerity. He did not deny that, but he said with organizational skill and intelligence. So therefore, there is a need for material efficiency for running something. But there is a greater need for feeling of incapacitated. That is the feeling, but that should not be reality. So therefore, here Hanumanji was so competent enough, and therefore when Lord Ramachandra sent the copies in all the four directions, he particularly chose Hanuman to go in the southern direction because there was some indication given by Jatayu. And not only he was part of the southern direction, but also Lord Ram gave that ring in the hands of Hanumanji only. Knowing very well that Hanumanji is the one who has the capacity to find Mother Sita and convey the message properly. Otherwise, like in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada explains that sometime when there is too much of misery, that gives rise to agnostic psychology. People start disbelieving in God. If poverty and misery has to make one self-realize, then every hospital patient has to be self-realized. but doesn't happen like that. So therefore, it is the mood of Hanumanji and it is the greatness of Lord Ramachandra, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya to see beyond their material qualification and feel obliged. When Jatayu passed away on the lap of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra told Lakshman, he is crying tears. He was feeling greater pain. He says that to Lakshman, that the death of Jatayu has caused me greater pain than the separation of Mother Sita because of his sacrifice, his commitment. And he said, my dear Lakshman, we see that there are such commitments, there is such dedication found in all species of life. And Jatayu was not even a human being. He was not even amongst the bird. There is also caste system, Varna. You know, amongst the bird, the vulture is considered as the lowest. No? And Jatayu in one sense, from the technical perspective, a person who gets killed by a Brahmana or kills a Brahmana has a difficulty. So Jatayu was killed by a Brahmana. Ravan happened to be a Brahmana. He wrote many commentaries on many scriptures. He didn't act like a Brahmana. And Jatayu was not initiated. He had no spiritual master. He didn't go through the whole process of sadhana bhakti. But still, Lord Ramachandra was appreciating the qualities of Jatayu, saying that I am so purchased by this character of Jatayu. So, Lord himself is becoming very overwhelmed. Again, in the Valmiki Ramayana, we also see that one of the qualities of Lord Ram, repeatedly spoken by Valmiki Maharshi, that Lord Ramachandra, what is his goal? When one point of time when Sita asked this question to Lord Ram, she asked him, what is your greatest dharma? Now what do you feel moves your heart? So Sita was expecting that Lord Ram will say, my greatest pain, greatest karuna is to feel your separation. No? Because she is his good wife. Naturally, to experience that answer would give her great pleasure. But Lord Ramachandra told her, which also gave her pleasure, she said, my dear Sita, whenever I see suffering in the heart of others, whenever they call for me, when they go through the suffering, responding to their pain, I feel that is the greatest dharma, that is greatest karuna. No, I become affected by that. And therefore, when Lord Ramachandra came to the forest after crossing Chitrakoot, he comes to Dandakaranya forest. And as he comes to Dandakaranya forest, the rishis, the sages there come and they complain to Lord Ram. They say, we have been tormented by the Rakshasas. They are causing us so much of pain. And Lord Ram, you as a king, it's your responsibility to protect us just like a mother protects her baby in the womb. So when Ram heard this, he said, I'm very sorry that you are making me feel that I'm special. Actually, I should have offered that protection to you. You should not ask for it. By engaging me in your service, you are making my life perfect, my position correct. So, here Lord Ram did not say that I am the doer, I am the protector, I am the savior. Sometimes we see those who have the power to protect others, there is a pride of being great charitable people. No? And there is also victim consciousness sometimes, or maybe many times also. No? That I did so much for others and they did not do this to me. So mere fact that feeling that I did something good to others itself is an ignorance, because whatever we do, even if a great work, it is for our own good only. I remember talking to one very, very big police officer in Maharashtra. He was a topmost cop, very, very honest, very rare to find such people. In his 35 years of service, he was transferred 29 times because he was too good. He would not take any bribe. So the bad people wanted him to be moved away from there. So he was saying, I asked him, sir, why were you so good? He resigned 1 year earlier from his job because he couldn't handle one minister who was so corrupt. No, he was like hungry to make money. So he couldn't handle him. He said, it's an embarrassing thing to work under a bad master, which Prabhupada talks in one place. You know, disqualified, embarrassing also to work under him. So he resigned 1 year earlier. So resigning 1 year earlier means losing his 1 year salary, which was very important for him. No, because he did not take any bribe. Plus less pension, 3,000 rupees less per year, losing 36,000 rupees, losing about 20 lakh rupees, you transfer in pounds. No? So he lost that. And he was saying that to be virtuous also you have to pay a price. It is not that being virtue comes on its own. There is a price for it. So he asked him, why did you do all this thing? What was the gain? He's also a Sanskrit scholar. He said, Swanta Sukaya, for my satisfaction only. There is no big deal of doing something great to prove, to set an example. He said, that is for others to feel. But for me, it was all about doing what I felt will make me satisfied. Swanta Sukaya, nothing but that. So therefore, Lord Ramachandra told his sages in the forest that it is my responsibility by asking me, I should have done it before. And he promised them that I will certainly do my duty. Then he came to the next place, there also, the sages again, they actually showed their wounds on the body caused by the demons, Rakshasas. They prayed to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram took a vrat that actually I will take care of this. And Mother Sita became quite concerned. She said, my dear Lord, we have come here for living a vanaprastha life. And I know the problem with the Kshatriya, especially those who have power, kings, what is their, you know, like with a greater proportion, the first sin is lying. Powerful people lie, that's what she said, because they feel I can digest it. And second, you know, infidelity. And third is cruelty. She said, by taking this vow, I think you'll become more cruel. Is it right for you to take such a vow? So Ram heard her. After hearing her, Ram spoke to Mother Sita, I know what you are saying. But whenever I hear the sound of pain from people, I cannot stop to hear that. I have to take an action. I have to fight for it. So therefore, my dear Sita, be assured that I will only attack those who are doing wrong things. And he said, I have come here not as a vanaprastha. I have come in the vana on behalf of Bharat. Lord Ram was not in the vanaprastha ashram. In fact, when he came there, he told Bharat that our father gave you the kingdom and he gave me the forest and I am your representative in the forest to stop all kinds of nonsensical activities. That's what he told Vali also. Similarly, when Hanumanji, when he came to Lanka looking for Mother Sita, very interesting part of the Valmiki Ramayana. So when he came there, he saw after doing all the search everywhere, going through a lot of his despondency for not finding Mother Sita, even thinking of giving up his life, then again he realized, okay, I should find in Ashoka Vatika. Hanumanji comes to Ashoka Vatika and he finds Mother Sita. The description what Ram had given, he could understand, this must be Mother Sita, you know. So then he saw Sita was harassed by Ravan and then all the Rakshasa and Rakshasis were harassing Mother Sita. And going through all that painful situation, Sita decided to quit her body. Very interesting, in the Ramayana, Valmiki Maharshi does not hesitate to present the painful realities of life. You know, whether it is Hanumanji, whether it is Sita, whether it is Dashrath Maharaj, whether it is Vasishtha, that in this world, every living entity, of course Sita is playing a role, you know, helplessness does create hopelessness, feeling that what is the point of living in this world. So Mother Sita justifies, she knows that committing suicide is not correct according to the scripture, but her point is, what is the point in living without Lord Ram? Because she knew that Lanka was not penetrable, very difficult to come there. And Ravan repeatedly told her, nobody can come here. How can your husband come? It is not possible. So Sita decided to quit her body. She wanted to hang herself with her own hair. And Hanumanji saw this. He was panicking. You know, I have to stop Mother Sita. How will I go back and tell Lord Ram that if he asks, what was my wife doing? I saw her. What was she doing? She committed suicide. And what were you doing? Hanumanji cannot say, you never told me to stop her. No? So he had to do something. So Hanumanji decides to, very interesting, Hanumanji was thinking, if I jump from the tree and stop Mother Sita, she will scream. Because she doesn't know me. And if she screams, the demons will come. And if they come, then I have to fight with them. If I fight them, I can kill them, but the problem is I'll be exhausted and I'll not be able to jump back to meet Lord Ramachandra. Then he reminded himself about the Niti. Niti says, unless all your resources are there, it is no point in attacking your enemies. There has to be conformity about your victory. So there is a doubt about my victory. Just see, there is management is there, war strategy is there, devotion is there, everything is there. So Hanumanji is reconfirming himself about this. Same thing in the Mahabharata also. Bhima was very eager. You know, little different from Hanumanji here. One time he came and told Yudhishthira, what is the point in tolerating for so many years? He said, why should we practice the vows given by Duryodhan and his party? We are not bound by them. He said, 13 years? He said, 13 months are over, we should go back. So Yudhishthira Maharaj told, my dear brother, you should know very clearly, Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya, they will not stand neutral. Yudhishthira Maharaj had no doubt about this. Arjuna had doubt till Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. No? He said, they will strike us, they will fight us. And we don't have the enough resources to fight them. Just being good does not make you victorious. Along with being good, you have to have resources also. Otherwise, it becomes pure sentiments. So Hanumanji was able to recollect this. And then he said, I need to speak about Lord Ram to her. That will give her life. Because Ram Katha is beautiful. But then he thought, if I speak to her in Sanskrit language, even though Hanumanji is saying, I don't know how to speak, but he knew how to speak pure, refined Sanskrit. And Valmiki Maharshi says that. He said, if I speak in Sanskrit, Sita will again misunderstand, thinking that it must be Ravan. Because Ravan came as a sage. No? And he could speak Sanskrit also. That will not be good. He said, let me speak the language what she understands. She feels for that language. And what is that language? Because Hanumanji was Bahubashi. He knew many languages. In fact, back in India, you know, there is an obsession of speaking in English. I remember talking to one educationalist. He said that he was asking hundreds of teachers. He asked them, how many languages are there in the world? The teachers were like, they couldn't answer that question. He said, only three languages. He says, mother tongue, music, and art. You know, you could express through that. Rest, everything is detail. So someone who does not have a connection to their roots and only learn a foreign language, they have a difficulty in communication. Their intelligence, one PhD scholar who was linguistic, who had a scholarship in linguistics, she was telling, those who learn a language which is not their mother tongue and only speak that language, their intelligence is as less as the intelligence of the mentally retarded child. No? And it makes a lot of sense when we see in India, where, and somebody said, only those countries which were colonized has the obsession of learning language which is not their mother tongue. But Hanumanji knew so many languages. He knew Vanara language, he knew Sanskrit, he knew language of Ayodhya also. He decided to speak in Ayodhya's language. Because by speaking that language to Mother Sita, immediately she will be, you know, fascinated. Who is this? Who is speaking this language? And Hanumanji spoke the language of the Avadh people, Ayodhya Bhasha. Just like if you go to a foreign country, if you find somebody speaking your tongue, your mother tongue, you look behind, who is this? You know, Gujarati speaking, you know. So you become fascinated by that. So Sita, immediately she looked up. And by hearing Ram Katha and hearing something which was very close to her, like Prabhupada also spoke, that speaking the language what people can understand. Many times we speak the language, even our own language, the other party does not understand only. It happens with the children. You know, one of the statements children do to their parents, that you hear me but you don't understand me. And that upsets the parents. You think, I don't understand? I know you very well. Because there is a big gap between the child and the father. You know, there is one counselor, she comes to our temple, 35 years experience. She said, about 10 years ago, the generation gap was 5 to 7 years. If there is a gap of 5 to 7 years, you know, you cannot understand the other party. But now she said, because of the internet, social media, the velocity of information, you know, the generation gap is like you can say within days only. You know, if you are not fresh with information, what you speak, the children cannot understand. Now, so speaking the language what others understand is very important for communicating what they have to hear and what we want to communicate. So Hanumanji was very expert in that. Not only spoke the language what Sita could understand, but he also spoke what Sita could feel. He spoke the story of Lord Ram, his connection, you know, his family background connected to Dasharath Maharaj. Then he spoke about the activities of Lord Ram till Mother Sita was separated from Lord Ram. And then he spoke about the psychology of Lord Ram, his nature. What was that nature? That was to reconfirm that Hanumanji has come from Lord Ram only. When he came down, Sita again asked him to speak something. So that time, Hanumanji spoke. He says, my dear mother, you know, what is the character of your husband? She said, this has been the consistent theme of Valmiki Maharshi, given by Narad Muni. She said, Rakshita Jiva Lokasya, Swajanasya cha Rakshita. That Lord Ram, what does he do? Rakshita Jiva Lokasya Swajanasya cha Rakshita. He protects all the living entities. He protects his own people also. Rakshita Swasya Vrityasya Dharmasya cha Parantapa. That is his vrata. What is his vrata? His vrata is to protect people. And what is the protection? Hanumanji continued to speak Mother Sita. His protection is to protect the swadharma of the people. He doesn't allow them to give up their dharma. So he's very eager to see that they protect their dharma. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita also we see, Gadadhar Pandit was about to give up his Kshetra Sannyas. And he was trying to follow along with Lord Chaitanya. You know, when Mahaprabhu said, what will happen to your Kshetra Sannyas? Out of pure sentiments, devotional sentiments, he said, let my vrata go to hell. But Mahaprabhu appreciated that internally, But because that was the nature of Lord, he said, no, you cannot do that. You have to stay here. No? Similarly, when Arjuna took that vrata, that I will kill Jayadrath before the sun sets tomorrow evening. So Krishna asked him, why did you take such a vow? Because fighting this army is not easy. How can you do this? So Arjuna, not out of irresponsibility, jokingly told, I take vrata and you protect it. No? We read in the Bhagavatam also, 10th canto, Arjuna has this habit, you know, of taking vrata and saying that if I don't fulfill, I jump into the fire. No, he took that vrata in the Bhagavatam also, 10th canto, when that Brahmana came and chastised the Ugrasen Maharaj, Krishna, and Sankarshan Bhagwan for not protecting his children. And Arjuna said, why you cry? I am there. I will do that. No? He said, what you can do? Even Krishna and Balram did not do. So Arjuna, to give him assurance, he said, I am not Krishna, I am not Balram, I am Gandivadhari Arjun. And he took that vow and was waiting for the child to be given birth. And the child was born and he was taken away. And that Brahmana gave such good, you know, dash hitting to Arjuna, he condemned him, and Arjuna had taken the vow that if I don't protect, I will jump into the fire. So Krishna did not bother to protect the children even though he was shouting, because that was his destiny. So when Arjuna took that vow, then Krishna takes him to Mahavishnu's planet also. No? Because Arjuna had taken that vow. You know, Rakshita Jiva Lokasya. What does he protect? Not their physical self. He protects their dharma. So, here Lord Ramachandra's character was spoken by Mother Sita, Hanumanji. Then Sita realized it must be come from Ram only. Then Hanumanji gave her the ring. And after receiving the ring, she was very happy. She asked that question, how is it possible, my dear Hanuman, that this entire army of Sugriv can come to Lanka? Because it is very difficult. Very interesting point. You know, Lord Ram's glories and Hanumanji's glories are in one sense one and the same, because a devotee is glorious. Hanumanji is so sensitive because all the monkeys, all the kapis knew their capacity. They were incapacitated to fulfill the task of crossing over the ocean of 100 yojana. They said, I can only jump 10 yojana, I can jump 20 yojanas, I can jump to 30 yojanas. Jambavan said, I used to do. No, past and present, there is a big difference. He said, I traveled across Vamandev, but now because I have become old, I cannot do that. Old age makes us redundant, you know, makes us step aside. So Jambavan was very honest about this. But he was able to find Hanumanji. Hanumanji was so confident. He spoke so confidently to give assurance to all the monkeys. He said, nobody can do what I can do. Only I and Jatayu can do this. Only me and Garuda can do it. Not only Lanka, I can go to Brahmalok and come back in one jump. So Hanumanji jumped and he comes to Lanka. And Mother Sita is asking this question, Hanumanji, can anybody do this? Typically, Hanumanji could have said, ah, nobody can do except me. No. That should be the answer, because that is the truth. But Hanumanji, to give assurance to Mother Sita, very interesting, that lie becomes a nectar to hear for Mother Sita. Because if he had spoken the truth, that would be great discouragement. Somebody said, lie and truth are against each other in the lower level of reality. On the higher level of reality, lie and truth, they are complementary to each other. No? Sometimes lie works, sometimes truth works. So if Hanumanji had not spoken this to Mother Sita, Hanumanji said, my dear Sita, that there is no one in the army of Sugriva who is inferior to me. They are equal to me or superior to me. Therefore, they will come here. You should not worry about this. You know, what a beautiful character. So, giving her that confidence, Hanumanji comes back to Ram. He gives the message to her. And Lord Ramachandra is so overwhelmed. He said, Hanumanji, I will not be able to pay what you have done to me, even if I take 5 lifetimes. Same thing what Krishna spoke to gopis of Vrindavan. You know, even if I have the life of Lord Brahma, I will not be able to repay. Therefore, be satisfied with your own devotional service. Again, when you practice your swadharma nicely, the remuneration is self-satisfaction. Anything we do for getting something out, then that becomes fruitive. Asking question, why did you do this to me? So Hanumanji was praised by Lord Ram, said that I cannot repay what you have done for me, even if I take 5 lifetimes. And not only this, during the battle, when Hanumanji sees Ramchandra and Lakshman both are unconscious, and Vibhishan is looking, and Vibhishan and Jambavan, when they come, Vibhishan is asking whether Ramchandra and Lakshman, are they safe or not. And Jambavan said, no, let us see where is Hanuman. If Hanumanji is safe, then Ram and Lakshman are safe. Vibhishan said, how can you be so partial to Hanumanji? We should be worried about Ram and Lakshman. Jambavan said, don't worry about them. If Hanumanji is good, they'll be good. So Jambavan had such a confidence in Hanuman. Hanumanji brings back those aushadi. He protects Ram and Lakshman. And that time Lord Ramachandra told Hanumanji, Hanumanji, what you have done to me, basically you protected the vrata of Lakshman by bringing the message of Mother Sita. You protected my vrata protecting them. You protected my vrata protecting people, because that is my responsibility to protect my army. In this way, what you have done to me, again, Lord Ram has no hesitation to appreciate his devotees when they do something. In fact, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, very interesting one Vaishnava poet says that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is calling those 4 kinds of people, you know, Artho, Artharthi, Jnani, Jigyasu. You know, they are considered as Kanishtas from one perspective, especially the first 3. But Krishna calls them as magnanimous. Udara sarva evahi. He is calling them as magnanimous rather than they should be calling him magnanimous. But Krishna calls them magnanimous. Why? Because he feels that by coming to me, you are keeping my position alive of giving protection to others. If you don't come to me, how will I serve others? Therefore, I am grateful to you that you come to me and seek from me so that I can contribute in your growth. Therefore, Lord Ramachandra, he glorified Hanumanji for doing that service. But Hanumanji remained humble after contributing so much. And therefore, he is speaking these words in the Bhagavatam, recollecting that what was our position. My position is nothing. But Lord Ram still accepted me as his friend. And where did he learn this from? When Hanumanji came to inquire from Lord Ram and Lakshman during Sita's kidnapping, first time when they met, Hanumanji introduced himself as the secretary of Sugriv. Lord Ram liked Hanumanji very much, but then he did not speak about his relation to Lord Ram. He was the servant of a person who had not taken shelter of Lord Ram. Ram said, Hanumanji needs more refinement. So if you study Valmiki Maharshi, for next 4 months, Ram did not speak to Hanuman. In fact, Hanumanji did not hear directly from Lord Ram. Before that, Ram had spoken to Shurpanaka. Ram directly spoke to Kabanda. But he did not answer this question to Hanuman. He told, my dear Lakshman, you answer. And Lakshman realized the little mistake made by Hanumanji of introducing himself as secretary of Sugriva. If you come to Lord Radha Gokulanand, you know, and you say, I'm a CEO of such and such company. You know, I am the businessman of such and such business. You know, rather than saying that I am your person. So Lord Ram saw, but he did not immediately correct. Lakshmana recognized that And Rashman said to Hanuman, he gave his introduction, his background, that we are sons of Dashrath. And then Lakshman says that, my dear Hanumanji, it is the greatness of Lord Ram that he accepted me as his brother, but my position is that I am his servant. That is the greatness of Lord Ram that he has accepted in brother, but my position is that I am his servant. So Hanumanji realized. So Hanumanji actually introduced himself to Ravan as the servant of Lord Ramachandra. He could rectify his mistake, what he made there. He came and spoke this to Ravana. So in this way, we see the greatness of Lord Ramachandra and his devotees. And one of the last beautiful stories, when Hanumanji, Lord Ramachandra, Sita is rescued, Ravan is killed, Hanumanji brings the message to Mother Sita, and then Vibhishan was told by Lord Ram to bring Sita to his place. And Sita is coming from Lanka, and there is a huge crowd wanting to know who was this person for whose sake we fought the war. You know, they didn't know whom they were fighting for. You know, they had heard about it, but they had never seen Mother Sita. So there was a huge crowd wanting to see Mother Sita, and there was a stampede. No? So the army of Vibhishan was striking, they were beating, you know, with the sticks like the police beat if there is a crowd. So when Lord Ramachandra saw that Vibhishan's army, now Lanka had become Vibhishan's kingdom, when he saw their striking, Ram became extremely angry. And he told Vibhishan, why are you doing this to my people? They are my people. No. Just see, when Lord Ram says, I, me and mine, it is so wonderful. Because when he says, my people, our deliverance is there when he says, my people. He said, they are my people, stop it. He said, in emergency, in difficulty, in marriage, he said, a queen can come down from the palanquin. He said, let everybody see Mother Sita. In one sense, Lord Ramachandra gave them the goddess of fortune, the bhakti. And Mother Sita came down from the palanquin, and all the people who are my people of Lord Ram, sajanoyam, they are my people. So they got to see Mother Sita, Sita Ram, they got to see. So this is the character of Lord Ram, that is his dharma, that is his karuna, that is his determination to give mercy. And therefore, the Lord repeatedly appears in this world. He is the greatest nishkam karma yogi. We want to go back to God as early as possible. But Lord Ramachandra, yada yada dharmasya glani, he comes down to this world repeatedly. And every time he comes, and as the time becomes distant from his incarnation, we see people, they keep questioning, why Ram did this? Why banish Mother Sita? Why did kill Vali from behind? You know, why can he accept, how can he accept Vibhishan, who was a traitor to his brother, as a support system? So the questioning of the Supreme Lord keeps on increasing as this Kali Yuga people get more and more degrees, you know. But Lord does not become pained by that. He says, I come for my own Swanta Sukhaya, because that is my love, to come down to this world. And that's what Prabhupada presented, this concept in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Bhagavad Gita. Performing our duties in Krishna consciousness, whether one appreciates or not, let us continue serving Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.